Is it still noting?
Question. The practice of noting, as I understand, it involves thought vocalizing in language, a noted phenomenon. Is there also a noting without vocalizing the phenomenon in thought, or is the thought vocalization intrinsic to the practice? Asked another way, if one observes the phenomenon but bypasses the mental enunciation in language of what is observed, does that qualify as noting? Answer. I think there is a bit of a misunderstanding about what is going on in your mind generally. Thinking is an intrinsic part of our mental activity. We are always thinking. The practice of meditation is not the creation of a verbal word. You are not verbalizing anything. Rather, you are thinking. But the thought is a clear thought. The thought has a one-to-one correlation with reality. For example, when you see something, it is not me, it is not mine, it is not all of the other things that you might think of, rather, it is just seeing. I know there are many people, even experienced meditators, who ask this question or who argue that you are better off to not use the noting, and that is fine. Different interpretations and different practices are perfectly acceptable. You could become enlightened without practicing noting, and certainly there are different techniques of practice that lead to enlightenment. All I can say is that in my experience, the benefits of noting should become obvious if you give it a chance. One problem I see is that based on our natural inclination to doubt things combined with our natural disinclination towards objectivity, once we start seeing reality as it is, the mind revolts and rejects it because it feels unnatural. I often hear it expressed that noting practice feels unnatural. But ask yourself, what is natural? Natural is following your defilements. Natural is thinking. This is me, this is mine, this is what I am walking, I am sitting. Natural is the belief that there is an entity, that things are I, me, and mine. The commentary to the Satipatthana Sutta poses and answers the question of what makes the awareness of a meditator distinct from ordinary awareness. It says that even ordinary animals know when they are moving, but their awareness is clouded by delusion and conception of self. The awareness that we are trying to cultivate is a very specific type of awareness. In the Satipatthana Sutta, it described the meditator state as possessing patisati mataya, which means with just a state of remembrance of the object as it is. The awareness that we are trying to evoke is a one-to-one recognition of each experience just as it is. Such recognition is not a natural state of human beings. Our natural state of observation does not contain this one-to-one remembrance or mindfulness. Even though you may believe that you know walking as walking or sitting as sitting, there is usually much more going on in the mind. Our ordinary inclination is to view our experiences as me, as mine, as self. Unless our meditation practice forces us to see reality as the moments of experience that it is, we will inevitably become attached even to our practice, conceiving of it as self or belonging to self. The fact that noting is unnatural, going against our natural inclination, is the actual reason for its use. Its purpose is to change our natural inclination to interpret and extrapolate our experiences in favor of seeing things just as they are. Such a change takes considerable efforts, more than newcomers to meditation might realize, because how set we are in our natural ways. Meditation forces us to change our entire outlook, far beyond what we might expect going in.